I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Senator Borello, Election Day is coming up in 2 weeks' time, and early voting for this year's election starts Saturday. One of the items on the back of the voting ballot here in New York State that people will be voting for is Proposition 1. For those who may not know what Proposition 1 is, what does it entail and what is it?
Well, first of all, I will tell you it's not what the Democrats have actually phrased this to be, the Equal Rights Amendment. And if you read the flowery language in the brief description on the proposal, it sounds nice. It sounds like we want to give added protections to certain classes of people. And I can imagine that on the surface, most New Yorkers would agree with that if that were the case. But that's not the case. If you read the actual language of the bill, which changes the New York State Constitution, the language of Proposal 1 is so broad and so vague that it will create a Pandora's box of issues for New Yorkers, most of which, once people are understanding of that, are starting to change their minds. And there was a McLaughlin Group poll that was done a couple of weeks ago that shows that people who were originally in favor of Prop 1, once they heard the actual details of potential consequences, overwhelmingly changed their mind and their support. And I hope that New Yorkers will educate themselves on Prop 1, because what it will do is it will create not just new protected classes, but in such broad and vague ways, like based on age, based on national origin, that it actually will create, whether it's intended or unintended, consequences that could be incredibly dramatic and incredibly damaging.
So what are some of your biggest concerns when it comes to Proposition 1 and why people shouldn't vote for Prop 1 on the ballot?
Well, let me start with the word where it says you cannot discriminate against anyone based on age. Again, no guardrails putting into that. That means that you cannot discriminate against anyone of any age, which, according to legal experts I've spoken to, could entail and very well will entail that, say, a child would want to make their own medical decisions, a minor child. I'll give you an example. A six-year-old boy goes to his teacher and says, "I think I'm a girl." Now, this empowers that teacher to take that child for so-called gender-affirming care, including hormone blockers and irreversible surgical procedures, without the knowledge and consent of the parents. That is because of the fact that they cannot be discriminated against. And there will be radical groups that will bring lawsuits to make sure that things like that happen. When it says you cannot discriminate against someone based on their nation of origin, well, that sounds nice. It sounds like we don't want to discriminate against people from certain places. But it also means that a non-citizen could now claim constitutional rights to everything that a New York citizen is entitled to, benefits, including voting. Now, you might say, well, that isn't really possible, but it is possible. And there will be, once again, groups that will fund lawsuits to ensure that that those non-citizens will be able to get those benefits, including the possibility of getting the right to vote. So these are just two of the concerns that I have. The other big one is you cannot discriminate against someone based on their gender, gender expression, gender identity, which again means that if a man says, "Today I identify as a woman," that he would have a constitutional right to women's spaces, locker rooms, bathrooms, participating in women's sports, receiving women's scholarships. All that will be entirely possible, and once again, lawsuits will be brought because those men will not have a constitutional right to invade women's spaces. That is the dangerousness that I see in this proposition.
How much of a concern is it that maybe not enough people know about Prop 1 on the ballot?
It's a very big concern for me because, you know, polls have shown, and I saw a recent Siena poll, that more than two-thirds of New Yorkers are in favor of this because, again, Democrats put this on the ballot for two reasons. Number one, in a year when most New Yorkers believe that the quality of life is declining, that most New Yorkers believe that New York state is headed in the wrong directions, where most New Yorkers fear being a victim of crime, and this is no longer an affordable place to live, Democrats don't have much to run on in the state legislature. So they had to put something on the ballot that they could point to as a knee-jerk reaction, like, we are going to protect abortion rights, which is how they sold the ERA, which is nothing but false fear-mongering. So with that, the second thing that they did is they have to continue to placate the most radical members of the Democratic Party. And that's why this language is so broad in Prop 1, so that it can indeed do the things I described to placate some of those radical elements of the fringe political groups in New York State. So the broad nature of it serves two purposes, and also to drive people out. So I hope that this is not motivating common sense New Yorkers and will drive them to the polls to vote no on Prop 1, because it is probably the most dangerous and damaging piece of legislation I've seen in my time as a state legislator.
So what is your message for those who may be in favor of Prop 1, or especially those who may be undecided about the vote ahead of this election season?
Well, what Democrats have said is that we have to do this to protect abortion rights and LGBTQ rights, which are already protected in New York State. They say that if somehow Republicans were to gain control of the state legislature, that this would threaten those rights, which is ridiculous. Abortion has been legal in New York State since 1970, 3 years before Roe versus Wade. It has survived Republican administrations. Most of that 50-plus years has been with Republicans in control of the New York State Senate, and abortion has never been threatened. Same can be said for all the other rights that are already outlined in our Constitution and protected by law. So what you're doing is you're gambling that this is not going to open a Pandora's box to protect something that's already protected and has been resilient for more than 50 years. So I would say to people, educate yourselves on these hidden consequences that the Democrats are afraid to talk about, and understand that a vote in favor of this will open that Pandora's box. A vote against it will ensure that the folks that already have those rights will continue to have those rights and will not create the chaos that I know Proposition 1 will create.
Very good. Senator, anything else you want to add to our conversation that we haven't touched base on today?
Yes, for those folks that have said, well, the law won't allow things like pedophiles to have the right to sleep with underage children, let me remind you that we just had the highest court in New York State, the Court of Appeals, overturn the conviction of Harvey Weinstein, because they said, even though what he has done was despicable, that somehow his rights were violated. So even something as despicable as rapist Harvey Weinstein and what he did was overturned by the New York State Court of Appeals based on his rights. So if you don't believe that the rights of pedophiles and perverts will be protected and upheld by the New York State courts, you're wrong. It's already happening right now.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.